Proclamation number 7024, dated the January 24, 1958. The human being's right attitude concerning Jesus' act of salvation. The success of your earthly life depends on your attitude concerning Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. The blessing of embodiment as a human being was given to you as a gift, but you will not achieve anything if you end your life without Jesus Christ and his forgiveness of sins. Because if you are not redeemed from your original sin first, you will be refused entrance into the kingdom of light, since only Jesus Christ, the divine Savior, can open the gate. The prerequisite for this is, however, the forgiveness of sins, and therefore also the acknowledgement of his act of salvation. If you humans now consider that your earthly life can be lived in vain, and that your soul can be in exactly the same state at the end as it was at the beginning of your embodiment, if you consider that then earthly life is utterly pointless irrespective of whether you had experienced joy or suffering, then you will really have to try to give it the right meaning. You have to strive harder to achieve a pleasant existence thereafter, providing you believe in life after death at all. But those who live indifferently, who do not believe in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, will have no faith in the soul's continuation of life after death either. And yet, knowledge of Jesus Christ shall always be made accessible to them again to stimulate their thoughts and to induce them time after time into looking for and discovering their attitude regarding him. And the least amount of willingness will also be encouraged by Jesus himself. He will come to meet the human being and make it easy for him to gain faith in him. But his freedom of will is left to him, because he has to make his own choice in favor of Jesus Christ in order to make the salvation possible. Nevertheless, people do not know how meaningful it is to have found him. For earthly life is only short, and it can release the soul from every constraint so that, in the hour of death, the soul can ascend as a spirit of light. And the soul consciously entered embodiment as human being, because it was shown its life on earth as well as the goal in advance, it was not forcefully embodied as a human being. However, every soul has the desire, once it has achieved a degree of development which allows for embodiment as human being, to discard the physical cover, and thus also knows that a life on earth as human being is its lost opportunity. But it will be deprived of this consciousness again as soon as it is engendered into a human form. Consequently, it is of utmost significance for every soul to take notice of Jesus Christ, whose act of salvation will enable it to free itself from every constraint, because without the redemption of the original sin there is no release from the force of God's adversary. And this is what all people should be told. All people should be truthfully informed about the general meaning of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. All people should think more about the purpose of their earthly life and whether they express this purpose fully. And anyone who spends serious thought on this will also be mentally taught in a correct way by the spiritual world, by God, who has accomplished the act of salvation in Jesus the human being in order to redeem the immense original sin, in order to enable all people to enter through the gate into the kingdom of light. But without Jesus Christ this gate remains locked. No human being can achieve bliss without Jesus Christ, because without Jesus Christ he remains subject to the adversary's power, who will never release him. Amen.